This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a song to me that has a seasonal connection. Hope you like it.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Let's look at the show.
We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireplace where we watch the chestnuts pop,
pop, pop, pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When we pass around with coffee and the pumpkin pie,
it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, jingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ooh, ooh, there now. Steady, easy, ooh. Everybody out.
Jing, jing, jing.
Oh, Mr. Carpenter.
Sir?
Do you have any particular talent in the fine art of tying knots?
Mr. Crosby, you are talking to a one-time Eagle Scout. Please don't ask me what an Eagle Scout does, because an old joke I know, an Eagle Scout does not scout eagles.
Kenneth, I merely ask you a harmless question. Can you tie knots? For example, can you sling a bowline round a barrel? Can you slap a timber hitch on a redwood log?
Sir, I say that in 7 seconds I can loop a studding sail tack bend on an anchor ring.
You can do this?
I say that in 4 seconds I can tie a Spanish windlass and lever it with a marlin spike hitch.
That's what you say, huh?
Well, I say it, but you don't have to believe it. What about you, Bing? You have a way with a rope?
I'm a part-time rancher, Kenneth. I can tie anything from a sheep shank to a double carrick bend.
Well, apparently as a youth you must have picked up a few merit badges yourself.
I may say in all modesty that I was the most badge-minded tenderfoot in all Spokane.
Did you ever learn to make a fire by rubbing those two sticks together?
Oh, no, fortunately, Spokane was a very progressive town. We had matches. Matter of fact, we had a match factory. Besides, my attitude toward rubbing the sticks together is, who needs a fire? After 2 hours of rubbing, you're looking for an ice pack.
I used to feel the same way myself. What I used to like best about being a Boy Scout was the overnight hike.
Oh, yes, indeed. I shall never forget those overnight hikes from Spokane to Indianapolis. They were so exhilarating.
Just a minute, Bing. You say you went on overnight hikes from Spokane to Indianapolis?
Oh, yes. Our scoutmaster wasn't one to let party dally along the roadside. We couldn't dawdle, you know. Seriously, though, those overnight hikes liked to have done me in at an early age. They had a sneaky little way of starting at sunrise on the hottest day of the year. 3 miles down the gravel road, which had just been freshly tarred, of course, the toe of my left tennis shoe always had a blowout, and from there on, the hiking got rougher than Valley Forge.
Got blisters on your blisters.
Then, in the last mile, the scoutmaster had to tie me up in a ball and roll me in. Then came the business of rustling firewood and scorching a mess kit full of pork and beans, washed down with a few gulps of hot water from my little old cast iron canteen.
Yeah, I remember. Then you scoured your mess kit with wet sand and lay down on the good earth for a blissful night's sleep.
Oh, as blissful as a catnap on top of a loaded gravel truck. The well-to-do kids, of course, all had sleeping bags, but all I had was my brother Everett's moth-eaten World War I blanket. I spread this over my mattress of pine boughs and pebbles and moved in. And then the sand fleas, the wood beetles, the nocturnal gnats and the nits, they moved in and I moved out. To this day, I can sleep very soundly propped up against a willow tree.
Yeah, well, I bet the very next time the scoutmaster proposed an overnight hike, you were the first to volunteer.
How else could I win my merit badges in woodcraft or outdoor cuisine and forest navigation?
That's right. Incidentally, Bing, isn't today the anniversary of the chartering of the Boy Scouts of America?
That's right, Ken. The Boy Scout movement was started in England in 1908 by Sir Robert Baden-Powell. It was brought across the pond by William D. Boyce, who was officially born in America 45 years ago this very day. And when you consider the wonderful imprint that scouting has made on the character of our youth, this has got to be one of Miss Liberty's most important days. By the way, Kenneth, can you rattle off the qualities required by the scout law?
Oh, can I? Hmm? The scout law requires a boy to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Did I leave out any, sir?
So what if you did, Kenneth? Anybody listening in who can lay claim to half those qualities, he's far too decent a chap to write in and criticize.
Gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if Congress would pass a scout law for grown-ups?
That'd be great.
Oh, man. Then everybody would have to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, etc.
Oh, what an idyllic life this would be. Everybody on the crowded bus jumping up to give everybody else the seat. You ask any stranger how to get anywhere in town, and he'd run to get his car, flash you a friendly, courteous smile, make you cozy in the back seat, and he'd drive you to your destination immediately.
Yeah. Just think, Bink, if grown-ups had to obey the scout law, nobody on the golf course would ever cheat on his score.
Well, I don't know about Holt. He might cadge a little. Somehow he'd find a loophole, but obviously government can't legislate into the adult the fine principles which many a lad acquires through lengthy participation in the program of the Boy Scouts. I mean, you can't take some character who's geared to chicanery and cheating and say, "Now, look here, you. Ordinance 289 requires you to be trustworthy. No, sir, you've got to do the molding when the clay is fresh and when it's pliable." To sum up our little commentary on the Boy Scout Day, I'd venture the opinion that America no longer stands in need of a good nickel cigar, because our constantly burgeoning standard of living has long since met that crying need. Wherever you are in the USA, you can get a good nickel cigar. It may cost you a dime, but you can get it. But no matter how high the standard of living may go, America will always need that one factor which is greater than the total output of all our farms. It's greater than our key commodity, steel, and all its byproducts. I refer to the citizen who can look back across the years and say, "I was a good Boy Scout." Buddy Cole, would you pick a convenient key, please? I fully intend to sing now.
Never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I couldn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby's smile could do. I can't sleep and I just can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I couldn't realize what a paradise and a baby smile could do. I can't sleep and I can't eat. Never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you.
Here's a song called The River. This was an Italian song that some enterprising fellow over here put some American lyrics to. It's rather an unusual tune, an unusual arrangement, too.
Talk and talk to the stream. Although I know I'm only talking to a dream, I still can see that it will lead me to my destiny. My heart cries, come back to me, I'm lost without you. My heart dies a little more each day without you. I'm like a ship that's caught within a whirlpool and doomed to drift forever in the storm. Like the river that keeps rushing to the sea, this heart of mine keeps pounding, pounding restlessly. Oh, love of mine, as long as there's a breath of life in me, I'll wait for you until eternity. Keeps rushing to the sea. This heart of mine keeps pounding, pounding restlessly. Oh, love of mine, as long as there's a breath of life in me, I'll wait for you until eternity.
That's it for now. Good night, and thanks very much.
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood. In every field in which the handicapped have been trained, handicapped workers equal or better the work records of the non-handicapped workers. Ask your local state employment service or Veterans Administration how handicapped workers can fit into your payroll. Remember, it's good business for you, good for your community, to hire the handicapped and make them self-reliant citizens on the job. For top reporting first, hear the news on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.